Hiya, it's the theme talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Newcastle United press conference, and joining me to react to that are three lovely, lovely faces in front of me in Amelia Bonner, Adam Smith and John Gibbons. That was in no particular order, by the way, so don't be angry with me.
Loveliest face first.
That was how it came up on my screen, John, you know.
It could have been growing loveliness. Either way, Adam Smith's just bang in the middle.
Just absolutely average. My motto for life, be average at everything.
Yeah, Adam's lovely average face.
Bang average Adam, they call him. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Newcastle United press conference. It was all very COVID, although he didn't really want to tell as much, not unreasonably, because as we all know, everything that Jurgen Klopp said gets made into absolute gospel by the journalists. We're going to have Alex Hurst coming up in the second part of the show as well, who John spoke to, so you'll be hearing lots and lots of John in the show, and then we'll do the usual team selection and score predictions in the third part of the show. But Amelia, I'll come to you first, because I just absolutely loved basically Klopp's quote on the vaccination thing, and I'll read it out, although I don't have it in front of me, which is very badly prepared of me. But James Pearce saved me, says, "The whole vaccination thing is a question of loyalty, solidarity and togetherness. Everyone working in the training ground is at least double vaccinated and will get the booster as soon as possible." And I just love the first part of that in particular. The whole vaccination thing is a question of loyalty, solidarity and togetherness, because, you know, as usual, Klopp speaks so well on all these things. And I think, you know, that's partly why all the journalists make so much of what he says. But, you know, yet again, just showing the man he is.
Yeah, he's absolutely spot on about it, isn't he? And I think when he's initially asked, because there's some tricky questions in there that I don't think are necessarily intended to be tricky, they're just things that he hasn't thought about, because there are so many things that we suddenly have to think about again logistically that he can be forgiven for not having considered them yet until he's asked them there on the spot. And I like that he takes a while to think about it before answering and then says, "Well, I'm going to give you the answer that I'm able to, because if I just make kind of a snap comment here, you'll turn that into gospel, as you say, and then that will be the headline," which it shouldn't be. And you can see that he's thinking about a lot of things that he hasn't considered before until he's asked them there. But the point about just being vaccinated on kind of a base level, and about, you know, the team getting boosters, the training ground staff getting boosters, he's absolutely spot on. And I think when you think about the reach that he has and the influence he has and how well thought of he is, because when he talks about these things, he does it in a measured way, he does it in kind of a rational and reasonable way. I think that him talking about that in those terms, not just today, but, you know, whenever he talks about it, is it does a kind of immeasurable good for the number of people that respect him and that listen to what he says. So that's a really, really good thing. And I also appreciate him not kind of feeling like he needs to be drawn into an answer about the other questions that he's being asked around kind of vaccination and transfers and whether it'll be, you know, a requirement for certain things. And I think that obviously he doesn't know when he'll have to make a decision about that, whether it's him who'll have to make a decision about that or whether the decision will be made for him at a club level, a league level, kind of sport-wide. So I think it's good that he doesn't get drawn into kind of just speculating, because that will in turn be turned into a headline and stated as if it's a fact. And I appreciate him doing that. I don't think he's being kind of deliberately prickly with them by doing that. He's just being completely fair in saying, "I'm not going to talk about something I don't know about," which, if more men did that, the world would be a better place.